Joining us is Bill Roller, BR Capital in Vancouver, Washington. Bill, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeff.
Well, so much for fall. Looks like winter just sort of smacked us in the face, didn't it?
Yeah, a month and a half of summer, and we're back into the rainy times again.
But it's global warming madness. I mean, you know, it's global warming, dude.
I've read about it, so it must be true.
Something that is really affecting the markets on a daily basis is the news coming out of Europe, the debt crisis, the debt defaults, how they're going to try and fix it. Is the U.S. Federal Reserve going to be involved in this? The new austerity measures, the videos we're seeing today about new riots in Greece, strikes going on there. How is all this going to affect us?
Well, it's going to be very interesting. The big concern, obviously, in Europe is what is known as the pigs. That's Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, and Spain, the southern tier there, where all of these countries are having problems. They're all very close to default. They've all, I guess you could say, misallocated their capital. They put it towards a retirement for their populations at very young ages. They were able to rely upon the U.S. security umbrella for so long, so they didn't have to invest in their own defense, because we did it for them. And now, in the words of Reverend Wright, the chickens are coming home to roost.
I love to quote Reverend Wright. Reverend Wrong.
Especially when
a good point here, by the way. You know, all of these European nations have been able to put in place their socialist programs, because they really haven't spent the level of spending that the United States has on defense and those types of things. And yes, we have provided their security. Now, at what point here do we soon become like them? Or do we? Can we reverse it? Can we stop what we're doing?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I mean, think about Great Britain, you know, our staunchest ally, really, since World War II. They were only able to put out 20,000 men in the last Iraq road trip. You know, think about how far they've fallen. At one point, they were the most dominant military in the world, and now they've become basically an afterthought. You know, there are a wingman, but they're a very junior partner in any kind of defense arrangement that we have. So, you know, the question is, can we stop that? I think it really takes a reading of history to do that, which is one thing Americans really don't like to do. But, you know, a very good book, you know, the books by William Manchester about Churchill, particularly in the interwar years, you know, just staggering, you know, the blindness that's going on.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about this, Bill, is that history repeats itself. And we're seeing that occur. And you bring up a great point about Churchill and how so much of what happened back then is reoccurring today. Now, with today's European debt crisis, in your mind, I mean, there is some talk about, you know, Greece being so bad, and all of the other pigs in the needs of these countries, including, quite frankly, Great Britain, to borrow money here to keep its central bank solid and its currencies at some level of strength here. There is talk of Greece leaving the European Union. Now, I don't know how they can, quite frankly, given the amount of money they've just accepted as part of a bailout package and what they're asking for today. But does that add any potential, I guess, impact in the marketplace? Are ideas like that being taken seriously by the markets here in America?
Yes, I think they're being taken very seriously. Look at it this way. Money that goes to bail out Greece is money that's not circulating in our market to prop up our real estate finance, you know, mortgage-backed securities or stocks in our market. You know, for a long time, the European banks were so flush with so much cash, they were looking for a place to put it and get a return. And certainly in the late 90s, with the internet boom, you know, they could make a pretty good return by putting it in the U.S. market. So a lot of that liquidity is going away. But what's also very interesting, and you said about history repeating itself, you know, I think one scenario, we're back to 1870. You know, the Franco-Prussian War just ended, and we were seeing the unification of Germany. I think what's going to be very interesting going forward really is a resurgent Germany, because they're feeling very put upon by the pigs there in southern Europe. And as we
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. They have the economy that is bailing out everybody else.
That's right.
And they're paying a political price for it.
Oh,
and Angela Merkel's party has lost two regional elections, and she's the conservative here.
Very much.
And now, what if she loses control of the country, because the people are rebelling against, really, Germans becoming liable for all these other countries' socialist spending, what happens then in your mind?
Well, when Germany feels put upon, it goes on the road. And we're not going to see them probably do it militarily, but we'll certainly see them do it economically. And I think what you're going to see is a takeover of businesses, you know, throughout the European zone by German management and German capital, you know, just almost out of pure defense. But also at the same time, we're seeing a resurgent Russia under Putin. And so they're, you know, people are looking out there and saying, we need a counterweight in Europe. We can't rely upon the U.S. anymore. That counterweight is going to have to be Germany.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, I got to ask you, there's a lot of talk about the Federal Reserve stepping in and helping out here.
Geithner was there a week and a half ago, and he basically committed to the Federal Reserve would assist in shoring up the European financial system.
So what impact would that have on us here?
Well, again, it's going to be higher. It would indicate higher rates for us because, you know, money here in not circulating in our bond market, but over there and propping up the euro, there's no free money in finance. So indirectly, we're going to be paying for it. So, you know, we're going to be paying for European defense and for European finance.
Mm. This is, with inflation the way it is, the dollar, which has kind of been strengthening a little bit recently, but it really has fallen in value over the last few months. And I got to ask you, what role does Moody's downgrade of Italy, which is pretty substantial, what role does that play in this scenario?
Well, I mean, it's indicating the future. If Italy's being downgraded, certainly other countries are going to follow. And it means Italy's going to be paying more for its money. Their rates are going to be going up because the risk is higher in Italian bonds. You know, given the choice of investing in bonds from Berkshire Hathaway or bonds from Italy, you probably ought to stick with the Berkshire Hathaways.
Yeah, despite Warren Buffett tax.
Yes, and his secretary's unique tax situation.
Yeah. By the way, I got to ask you, what's your best recommendation to our listeners about how they can insulate themselves, and you may have just alluded to it, how they can insulate themselves from the effects of the European debt crisis on their own investment portfolio?
Well, the first thing always to remember is that, remember, the Chinese word for crisis is also the word for opportunity. And there's going to be a great deal of money made with European debt defaults. But you're going to see a flight to quality. So U.S. Treasuries in the immediate time frame will do very well. And then, you know, as the money flows back to Europe, they'll tend to degrade. Quality companies that are diversified internationally, large cap, the Microsofts, the Berkshire Hathaways, those that put out some kind of a dividend that's a stable dividend will do okay. The more speculative stuff, if you really want to take a flyer, and if they can survive, European banks would be a more speculative kind of investment.
Well, I mean, buying American Airlines right now would be a speculative investment.
Well, that's right.
Or Solyndra, or any of these other green companies that are getting all these big. I don't know. I mean,
thankfully, Solyndra never went public. But
true.
I'm sure that if you want to write them a check, I'm sure they'll accept it.
Apparently, that's part of their problem. They were out seeking additional investment capital and couldn't get it. Because anybody with a brain would look at their business model and go, uh-uh. So, by and large, is invest in quality stocks here in America. What about municipal bonds?
Well, you have to be very careful with the municipal bonds. Certainly there's some websites out there. I don't know the URL offhand, but if you do a web search, that'll actually kind of rank the states on how well they're doing. So certainly, if you're interested in municipal bonds, you know, if you're in Oregon, obviously there's a predilection to want to buy the Oregon paper, but they're only mid-tier. If you're up here in Washington, you have, without a state tax, you have the advantage of being able to buy munis from all over. But certainly, you want to avoid the California munis, the Illinois munis.
Yeah, for a number of obvious reasons that all come back to politics, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, Bill, we're at the end of our time. How can people get in contact with you if they want to sit down and talk with you about your vision, your interpretation of what's going on out there and how they can benefit from your wisdom?
Well, 800-562-7096. And I'll say that again, 800-562-7096.
Bill, thanks. Bill Roller, BR Capital, folks. Pay him a visit. Just might do you a lot of good.